Well, you may have remembered a few months ago now, where I had a young man, a local boy from Queenstown, in the studio talking about a footy match he's organising in November to raise awareness and funds for kids and people suffering from a congenital heart disease. Well, I've got him back now for a bit of an update. G'day, George. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, it's George Clark with us this morning. I'm well, thank you. Now, obviously, fundraising and donations are in full swing with going to Hearts Kids. Tell us about it. Have you got an update there for us on the donations so far?
Yep. So far, we've raised $630.
Okay.
That's just online.
Yep.
So the link is on the event page on Facebook. It's on my Facebook, my Instagram, and all that sort of stuff. Yep. It's easy to find. The tally that we have at the moment is already more than half of the total we made last time.
So
It's, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, which is a good start.
Yep.
Have you got a target in mind?
Yeah, we do have a target. We last time we only made just under 1,000, so we want to try and double it.
Yep.
So our goal is 2,000, so we're 31% of the way. So.
Excellent. Okay, and how's the footy match progressing?
Yeah, good. So we've got a few players that have unfortunately had to drop out due to injuring themselves in their own grand finals.
Oh, yeah,
around
that's
the
right.
State.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an incredible time.
Yeah. And,
there might be a few tired bodies out there, particularly with the Crows after their wonderful grand finals.
Yeah, I've got a few of the Crows boys are still saying they'll be right to play, so that's good. But so basically we're just needing some volunteers to help out for the day.
Yep.
We've got all the volunteers that we need so far. We're just missing one goal umpire. So if anyone's keen to help out on the day, just wave some flags around.
Exactly.
Let me know.
And if they need a hand, if they've never done it before, I'm the other goal umpire. I know what I'm doing. So if you want me to train you, I'm happy to train you beforehand as well. So there you go. So you just need the one goal umpire.
Yep.
You've got the rest of the umpires.
Yep.
And you've got I know you were asking for somebody to judge the best mark. That's covered as well.
Yep. So for the day, we've already got people that are going to do the umpiring. We've got photographers. We've got someone who can judge the best mark. Best on ground, we've got someone that can do the scoreboard, and we've got someone that can judge the best goal of the game. So we're really keen to just have this one to have a bit bigger than what we had last time, seeing as last time was more of just a trial run. Like we've got our own jumpers now and everything. They've arrived and they look awesome.
Excellent.
So the players will get them on game day. And honestly, I'm just shocked with how well it's gone.
And let's face it, if it's in November too, it's that close to summer. Hopefully we're getting better weather than what we are at the moment.
November track's normally not that good, to be honest with you. I think we normally have one or two little last hailstorms in November.
Right. But I'm still trying to work that out. Obviously, I haven't been here. I've only had I came here in January, February, so I didn't know what spring was like, so I'm still learning all that, so it's good to get a little bit of know-how on that, so thank you for doing that. Are there any businesses that on board helping out or anything like that?
I'm actually going to go around maybe later this week and hand out some letters to see if we can get some donations for some raffles.
Great. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so last year I think we had the Gordon River Cruise help out.
Yep.
So that was pretty good. That went off to a group that decided to come from Hobart to the West Coast and give that one a go. So we're just going to get around and just ask for some prize packs or some donations or some vouchers or whatever.
Excellent.
If you guys at the local businesses are listening, if you've got anything, give me a shout out and I'll come see you before I shift off next week.
No, that'd be great. No, it is a good cause. So, yeah, businesses do consider donating prizes for the raffle. That'd be really good. And obviously ongoing with the donations. Where do people go for to donate?
Yep, so it's at Heart Kids Taz, or Heart Kids Australia, sorry. The link's on my Instagram. It's on the Facebook event. Yep. I share it regularly on my Facebook.
Yep.
You won't miss it.
No.
There's tins also at Evans IGA, the Empire Hotel.
Yep.
There's one at Greens. And there's one at the marketplace as well, and there's a couple in Hobart area as
Brilliant.
Well.
Now, if anybody, obviously, you said there's some the people have dropped out because of injury. If anybody wants to play, can you still?
I've been lucky enough to fill the spots pretty quickly. So
well done. You see, you are a good organizer, mate. I'm a terrible organizer. Maybe I need to employ you as my personal organizer because you've done a terrific job. Well done, mate.
No worries, thanks.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all we need to know. So it's the date?
It's the 6th of November.
Yep.
So everything's confirmed.
Yep.
So the official date and time, November 6th, Queenstown Gravel Oval at 1 o'clock first bounce.
Great. Excellent. We got that. We got that marked down in our diaries now. Brilliant. Thank you, George, for joining us today. I can see why you're all smiles. You've done a terrific job in organising it all.
No worries. Thanks, Kerbo. It's been fun.
Excellent. George Clark joining us this morning. Of course, his footy match coming up in November to raise funds and awareness for heart kids and to raise funds for kids living with a congenital heart disease. 7XS.